ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 13, The Appearance of Lord Varaha, Text 28. Ghranena Prithva Padaving Vijighran Krorapadeshaha Swayam अध्वारांगः कराल दंष्ट्रा अपि अकराल दृग्भ्याम् उद्दिक्षा विप्रान् विनतो अभिशत् कम् घ्रानेन पृथ्वा पदवीं विजिघ्रन् क्रोडापदेश स्वयमन्तरांग करालदंष्ट्रोऽप्य करालदृग्भ्या उद्विक्ष विप्रान् गृणतो विषक्तम् उद्विक्ष विप्रान् गृणतो अभिष्टकम् घ्रानेन पृथ्वा प्रदविं विजिघ्रन् क्रोडापदेश स्वयमद्धरांग कराल दंष्ट्रप्य कराल दृग्भ्या उद्दिक्ष विप्रान् गृणतो विषत्कम् घ्रानेन पृथ्वा पदवीं विजिघ्रन् क्रोडापदेश स्वयमद्धराङ्गः करालदंष्ट्रप्य करालदृग्भ्या उद्दिक्ष विप्रान् गृणतो विषत्कम् घ्रानेन बाय स्मेलिंग पृथिव्या ऑफ द अर्थ पदवीम सिचुएशन विजिघ्रन् सर्चिंग आफ्टर द अर्थ क्रोड़ा अपदेशः assuming the body of a hog, swayam, personally, adhvaraha, transcendental, angaha, body, karala, fearful, dangshtraha, teeth, tasks, api, in spite of, Akarala, not fearful, Drigbham, by his glance, Uddiksha, glancing over, Vipran, all the Brahmana devotees, Grinataha, who are engaged in prayers, Abhishat, entered, come, water. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. He was personally the Supreme Lord Vishnu. and was therefore transcendental. Yet, because he had the body of a hog, he searched after the earth by smell. His tasks were fearful, and he glanced over the devotee brahmanas engaged in offering prayers. Thus he entered into the water. Please repeat after me. He was personally the Supreme Lord Vishnu. And was therefore transcendental. Yet because he had the body of a hog, he searched after the earth by smell. His tasks were fearful. And he glanced over the devotee brahmanas engaged in offering prayers. Thus he entered the water. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. We should always remember that although the body of a hog is material, the hog form of the Lord was not materially contaminated. It is not possible for an earthly hog to assume a gigantic form spreading throughout the sky, beginning from the Satyaloka. His body is always transcendental in all circumstances. Therefore, the assumption of the form of a boar is only his pastimes. His body is all Vedas, or transcendental. But since he had assumed the form of a boar, he began to search out the earth by smelling, just like a hog. The Lord can perfectly play the part of any living entity. The gigantic feature of the boar was certainly very fearful for all non-devotees, but to the pure devotees of the Lord, for the pure devotees of the Lord, he was not at all fearful. But to the pure devotees of the Lord, he was not at all fearful. On the contrary, he was so pleasing, glancing upon his devotees, that all of them felt transcendental happiness. Ghranena prithva padaving bijikhran krorapadesha swayamadharangaha karalu dangshropya karalu drigbham Uddiksha vipran grinato vishaktam vishatkam. He was personally the Supreme Lord Vishnu and was therefore transcendental. Yet because he had the body of a hog, he searched after the earth by smell. His tusks were fearful, and he glanced over the devotee brahmanas engaged in offering prayers. Thus he entered the water. So, the pastimes of Varahadev is being narrated here. Who is Varahadev? Keshava Dhrita Shukara Rupa. Krishna himself assumed the form of a boar. And here the point has been made that although the Lord has assumed the form of a boar, he is still the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like when he assumes the form of a human being, does he become a human being? No. He assumes the form of a human being, but his activities are always superhuman. We can see Krishna's pastimes. Like, no human being can behave, can act the way Krishna did. Even when he was in his mother's womb, the demigods came to offer prayers to him. Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, they all came to offer prayers to him. Does it happen with ordinary human children? Demigods come and offer praise. Then, when he was born, he appeared in his four-arm form. Just to indicate that his two-arm form is not his original form. I mean, two-arm form was, he was appearing as a human child, but he is actually the way one knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaturbhuj. Sankha Chakra Gada Padmadhari. He is carrying conch shell, lotus, disc and mace. And when he was 7 days old, he killed Putana. When he was 1 year old, he killed Shatatashur. And then when he was a little baby, he killed Srinavartasura. These demons, these asuras, are not ordinary demons. They were extremely powerful people. They achieved mystic power. They achieved mystic power, and as a result of that, they were extremely powerful. And the reality is, because many of them are on a, their situation was much higher than the demigod situation. Either through mystic power, by acquiring mystic power, or by being, coming, since they came from the spiritual sky. No material personality was their match. Nobody in the material platform, no matter how powerful they may have been, like, they were no match. That's where we find, like, all these demons, because they are the associates of the Lord from the spiritual sky, for some reason or the other, because they have come down to their material nature, but they remain more powerful than anyone in the material platform. Like, for example, Shankhachura Sura, in the pastimes of Tulsi Maharani, who was married to Tulsi. So he defeated even Lord Shiva. So how could it be possible for anyone to defeat Lord Shiva? Ravan defeated Jamraj. How is it possible? It's possible because their situation is higher than theirs. Ravan's situation was higher than Jamraj in that way. Because who is Ravan? He is Jai, the gatekeeper of Vaikuntha. He is a personality from Vaikuntha. Therefore he is more powerful than anyone in this material nature. In one hand it's a pastime, Jamraj was told by Brahma. Brahma came and told Jamraj when he was fighting with Ravan that he is not in your jurisdiction. You won't be able to defeat him. And besides that, the time for his dying, time for his death hasn't come, therefore he is not under your control. The main purpose was that Krishna had to come and kill him. So all these demons, although extremely powerful, more powerful than anyone in the material nature, but when it comes to Krishna, although Krishna is appearing just like a human being, not even a demon, just a human being. And not only a human being, he's a baby. But he is very easily able to kill them. So this is indicating that no matter in whichever form Krishna appears, he is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna appears as a human being, Krishna sometimes can appear as an animal. Krishna appeared as a boar. Krishna can appear as a fish. Krishna can appear as a tortoise. But although the appearances are like that, but he is still the Supreme Personality of Godhead. although he is appearing as a boar, Varaha, but his form is so gigantic that his form reached all the way up to Satyaloka, and the residents could see him from Satyaloka. Can you imagine any boar like that? No. But at the same time, he is displaying the quality of a boar. The quality of a boar is that boar searches after dirt. Boar is famous for, you know why, what. It is famous for its very specific eating habit. And how does he get to that foodstuff? By smelling. So you hear, when you see a boar, what does it do? What does a boar do? He's smelling, and it makes a sound of smelling. The way he smells, he has a very specific way of smelling, and that smelling, boar smelling, makes a sound. So Lord was also making the same, as if he is searching for the dirt where the earth has gone down. And then, but at the same time, we also see that he is appreciating those who are chanting the Vedic hymns. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what the Vedic hymns are meant for? The Vedic hymns are actually meant for glorifying the Supreme Personality. All the Vedic hymns are actually the glorification of the Supreme Personality of God. In our day-to-day practice, we see Keshava Dhrita Narahari Rupa, or here Keshava Dhrita Shukara Rupa Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Vrishya Govindam Adi Purusham Ishwaraha Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha. What are all these prayers saying? All these prayers are simply glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Brahmanas were chanting the prayers. What those prayers were? The Vedic hymns. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he appeared as a boar. And so what he was doing, when he heard his glorification, he just appreciated that. Recognized. Oh, thank you very much. He looked with an appreciative glance. Oh, well, you are singing my glory, I am pleased with you. So in this way, Varahadeva is displaying, in one hand he is displaying some characteristics of a boar, but at the same time he is maintaining his situation as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way he plunged deep into the lower planetary systems in the Garbha Ocean. And there, from there, he actually picked Mother Earth. It's a person. Mother Earth is a person. Like some, although in our painting we show the Earth planet, the round planet is on the tusk of the Lord, Varahadeva. But some old original paintings depict that is the Mother Earth, a female form is actually lying on the tusk of the Lord. It's a personality. And because the Mother Earth was rescued by Varahadev, Mother Earth is again, who is Mother Earth? Mother Earth is his external energy. So as his energy, she is his wife. And Varahadeva had his pastimes with Mother Earth. And as a result of that, a son was born. Who was that son? Narakasura. And again, he was so powerful because he was the son of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one could deal with him. No one could deal with him. Only Krishna could deal with him. And there was a very nice incident about that. Like, Mother Earth heard that this Narakasura would be killed by the Lord himself. So she made a condition that when you kill him, please do it with my permission. She thought that by doing that, she would prevent him from being killed. And but who actually gave the permission? Who Krishna took the permission from? He took the permission from Rukmini. Rukmini said, kill him. So as if that was only when she ordered to kill, he would kill. And she did order, kill this demon. Until then, Krishna was not ready to kill him. So these are the wonderful aspects of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is performing in a different forms. Keshava Dhrita, different forms. Keshava Dhrita Meena Sharira, Keshava Dhrita Kurma Sharira, Keshava Dhrita Shukara Rupa, Keshava Dhrita Narahari Rupa, Keshava Dhrita Bhamana Rupa. All different forms he is assuming simply to perform, simply to enact his pastimes. But under all circumstances, Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishthan Nana Avataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramat Pumanja. So all these incarnations are simply his expansions to perform different pastimes. And what is the relationship between the Lord and these different incarnations? Dipar Chireva Hidasantaram Apupitya. Or Ete Changsha Kala Pumsha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Dipar Chireva, that verse explains it more explicitly, more elaborately, more precisely. Just as one lamp lights other lamps, and when the lamps are lit, they give out the same amount of light. Then there is no difference between different lamps. That is the relationship between Krishna and different incarnations. Same personality. Not that he is any less because he has assumed the form of a boar. He is any less than Krishna because he has assumed the form of a fish. No, same personality, same potency, no difference whatsoever. Same, 100% same. Same personality. But he may display, in some form he may display more of his transcendental qualities, and some other he may display less, little less. But he is the same personality. Krishna and Ram is the same personality. Krishna and Vishnu is the same personality. Only difference is that as Vishnu, he is only displaying 60 of his transcendental qualities, whereas as Krishna, he is displaying 64 of his transcendental qualities to the full. That's the only difference. Otherwise, there is no difference whatsoever. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is displaying his pastimes. And why is he doing that? Displaying his pastimes? Simply to increase the joy of his devotees. Paritrana, therefore the first consideration is Paritranaya Sadhuna. Paritranaya, rescuing. But Prabhupada is pointing out that that it is not so much of a rescue the devotees from a distressful condition. Devotees are always happy in whichever condition they may be in. But the actual consideration is that the Lord wants to experience the joyful, loving exchange with the devotees. He comes to express his love for them and experience their love. That's why the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes. And then Prabhupada is pointing out that Vinashayacha Duskritam is not Krishna's business. That Mahamaya can do. Krishna doesn't have to come to kill the demons. But by doing so, by appearing and killing the demons, Krishna increases the joy of his devotees. And he increases the joy of the demons also. Because they're killed by the Lord himself. Like Jaya and Vijaya was given the option. 7 times take birth as devotees or 3 times take birth as non-devotees. Which is your choice? The Lord gave them the choice. You can, now that you have been cursed, you have to go to the earth planet. You have to go to the material nature. But you have a choice. You can be my devotee and stay in the material nature for 7 times, 7 lifetimes. Or you become my enemy and stay there for 3 lifetimes. They said, fine, we'll be your enemy and finish our job in 3 lifetimes and we'll come back to you as quickly as possible. And of course, we know, that's the thing, like Krishna's pastimes, the deeper we go, the more wonderful they appear to be. And we get to see more and more intricate reasons of different happenings in his pastimes. Just like here, it is not just the choice of 3 lifetimes or not. The consideration actually was whether that they wanted to give the Lord the joy of relishing the mellow of chivalry, which is derived out of fighting. Now, who will fight with the Lord in Vaikuntha? No one can fight with the Lord in Vaikuntha. No one even thinks of fighting with the Lord or being disrespectful to the Lord or thinking negatively about the Lord or developing any kind of animosity towards the Lord. Therefore, there in Vaikuntha, the Lord cannot experience the Virarasa. But these 2 persons thought it would have been nice if the Lord could have been given the pleasure of that. But that couldn't happen in Vaikuntha. So they had to go to somewhere else to do that. They had to come to the earth planet to fulfill that desire. Therefore, the arrangement was made. The 4 Kumaras appeared. They cursed. You are not fit to remain in the heavenly, in Vaikuntha. Go down to the earth planet. Curse. But what was the actual purpose? They desired to fulfill, they desired to give the pleasure to the Lord in a certain way, which couldn't be done in the Vaikuntha planet. Therefore, these are the arrangements. They had to come to the material nature. Now, how to make them come to the material nature? Okay, arrangement was seen, was arranged. 4 Kumaras came by Yogamaya's arrangement. They behaved in a certain way. The 4 Kumaras got upset and cursed them and so forth. And then the Lord comes and appeals to the 4 apologizes to the 4 Kumaras. And so all these are just pastimes, divine arrangements of Yogamaya. And then the Lord says, so do you want to go there for 7 times, 7 lifetimes or 3 lifetimes? 3 lifetimes, remember, you'll become my enemy. They said, my Lord, we want to come back as soon as possible. So this is how the scene is set. They become the enemies of the Lord. And what kind of enemy? Like when you hear their activities, your blood really boils. When you read Ramayana and hear what Ravana was doing to the Lord, to Sita Devi, you begin to get so angry. Similarly, what Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha was doing makes you so angry. What Shishupala and Dantavakra are doing makes you so angry. So they play their role so well. That when they play the role of a demon, they become a real demon. It is not a acting demon. They become real demon. And sometimes so their activities become so disturbing that sometimes you feel that I don't want to wait for the Lord to kill them. I want to go kill them. But the unfortunate state of affairs is that no one but the Lord can kill them. That is the arrangement. Even the demigods cannot kill them. Lord Brahma feels helpless, Lord Shiva feels helpless. And this is how the drama of the pastimes of the Lord is set. But this drama is set with a very special purpose, very special mission. What is that mission? What is that purpose? The purpose is Jana Sukritina Arjuna. Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam Jana Sukritina Arjuna. Artha Artharthi Jigyasu. So in this way, one learns how to become surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whenever a devotee takes shelter of the Lord protects them. So when you are in distress, what do you do? A person, when he is in distress, what he would naturally feel like doing? Let me take shelter of the Lord. Actually, two options are there. In one way, you can make some material arrangement to come out of the distressful condition. Or you can take shelter of Krishna. Now, out of these two choices, which one is more viable? Which one is more desirable? Make some material arrangements to come out of that difficult situation, or take shelter of the Lord? So the intelligent proposal is to take shelter of the Lord. And that is what Krishna is teaching through his pastimes. Take shelter of me. All the pastimes are actually indicating that. You are in a difficult situation. Take shelter of me. I will take care of you. The difficult situations are creative. For example, Draupadi situation. What a difficult situation. She was just the Rajasuya Yajna has been performed. They all were celebrating. Pandavas have become the king of the entire earth planet. They have been recognized as the most powerful king. And right after that, now Draupadi is lost in a game of dice. Like, although her husbands were so powerful that they could even defeat not only anyone in the earth planet, they could even defeat the residents of the heavenly planets. Even Lord Shiva was not a match for Arjuna. When the Lord appeared as a Kirata, he wanted to fight, he fought with Arjuna. Of course, Lord Shiva's position is always very, very exalted. But here again, in the pastime, they were equal. No one could defeat each other. So Lord Shiva was so pleased with him, he revealed his identity and gave Arjuna the Pashupat Astra, his own weapon. So this is how powerful these individuals were. And she is their wife. But they're completely helpless. They can't do anything. So Krishna puts Yogamaya's arrangement, puts her in a situation when she is completely helpless. And then what happens? Then she takes shelter of Krishna, and Krishna rescues her from that situation. From that, what do we learn? Do we learn that this is a nice story for Mahabharata episode in Doordarshan? Is that what we learn? Or we learn to take shelter of Krishna at the time of distress? But the thing is, we do not really do that. We do not take shelter of Krishna. We think that they are fairy tales. At the back of our mind, we think that they are just fairy tales. There is no need to take shelter of Krishna. Let us make some arrangements. Let's make some arrangements to get out of that difficult situation. So, the purpose of Lord's pastimes is simply to convince us that the ultimate goal of life is to take shelter of Krishna. So, whether you are going to take shelter of Krishna right at the beginning or after a lot of struggle, that is up to you. It is something like a wrestling match. Or boxing match, what happens? One has to lose, right? In wrestling match, the losing is shown by surrender. Losing means surrender. And both the parties, what they are doing, both of them are trying not to surrender. And they are fighting and fighting and fighting. Then finally one party says surrender. After so much struggle, after getting bruised, getting beaten up, losing all his strength, breaking some bones and cracking some jaws, then finally surrender. But if it was an intelligent person, what he'll do? Right at the beginning, as soon as they enter the ring. And especially when you have an opponent like Krishna, why struggle against him? Just straight away say surrender. And surrender means surrender. Surrender means no more personal endeavor to solve my problems. No more personal endeavor to solve the problem. But the endeavors are there. The endeavors are there to please Krishna. That begins after surrender. First is surrender. It is like that. I will not surrender, I will not surrender, I will not surrender. Which means, I will struggle, I will struggle, I will struggle. And then, I give up my struggle. I realize that I cannot survive in this struggle. It's impossible. It's impossible to struggle. So, surrender. But then, after we surrender, then what happens? Do we keep lying down? No. After we surrender, then we also remain active. We become even more active, more and more active. To please Krishna, serve Krishna. So it is our existence is something like this: struggle, 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 surrender, then service, service, service. And the more we become involved in service, the more we enjoy. The more service, more joy. So this is how wonderful Krishna consciousness is. So, what will you do? Struggle or serve? struggle or surrender? Okay, very good. Surrender. And when you surrender, do you lose anything? No. This, what kind of surrender is this? We say surrender and Krishna comes and embraces us. That is the reward of surrender. Why? Because Krishna loves us. Our surrender leads to Krishna's embrace. Krishna's total care, total complete protection. From now on, don't worry about anything. Ma suchaha, ma suchaha. That is Krishna's assurance. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. And aham tvam sarva papebhya mokshayishyami ma suchaha. Don't worry at all. That is what Krishna's assurance is. You surrender and no more anxiety. Today so much arrangement is, so much arrangements are going on, or so much elaborate facilities are being created to get out of stressful condition, get out of stress. What is it called? Stress management. Stress management. To get out of stress. But the simple way of get out of stress is there, but they don't want to accept it. What's the way to get out of stress? Surrender to Krishna. But some people are some cheats are taking advantage of that and saying, you come to me, I'll give a seminar for 7 days and you pay $10,000 and you'll be free from stress. And the only person who becomes free from stress is the one who collects the money. Those who come to attend the seminar, they do not become free from stress. That is the situation of this age. Cheaters and cheated. The real solution is there. No price they have to pay. Nothing. You don't have to pay any price. All you have to do is just surrender to Krishna. And He will take care of you in all respects. He is already taking care of you in all respects. And He is assuring you that surrender unto Me and become free from all your anxiety. But people are so stupid. Most of the people in this world are so foolish that they won't accept this proposal. This is the unfortunate state of affairs. But those who are intelligent, they will want to become foolish? Or stupid? Or they will want to become intelligent? And what they will do? Those who are intelligent, what they will do? They will accept this option. Krishna is saying, surrender unto Me and all your problems will be solved. So they will take advantage of that. Okay, Krishna said, so why not give it a try? So you want to fall in the intelligent category or stupid category? Which category? Who are for intelligent category? Only that few. Okay, very good. So at least most of you are in falling in the intelligent category. Who wants to be in the stupid category? Who fall in the no hand raising category? Thank you, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare. Does anybody have any question? We are missing you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
I have a few questions. First is, narrations like the earth planet falling into the water and Varanasi escaping, etc. A person, today with a scientific bent of mind who wants to understand everything in a logical way, may find it very ridiculous that the earth can fall into water. In fact, water is also part of the earth. So, I mean, he might, I mean, how do we, what is the way such a person can gain a solid faith in these kind of meditations?
They have to become intelligent. If they remain stupid, how they will get the solid understanding? Simple consideration, you know, like, yes, earth has water, but look at the universal condition situation. Is this the only region of the universe? This planet? Or there are some other regions? Is this the only substance, or there are some other substance? And say, for example, an ant is told that there's an ocean, and once that ocean water became so big that it became a tidal wave called tsunami, and it traveled from one continent to another and destroyed, caused so much havoc. So if you describe to an ant, what will the ant understand? Right? You tell the ant, you know, the wave rose to, you know, 150 feet high. The ant thinks, so the wave can go only up to 1/10,000 of a millimeter. Right? That is his concept of a wave. So, now, should we remain in ant consciousness, or should we come to an expanded consciousness? So that is why the understanding is, or the instruction is, when you are approaching the Vedas, don't try to judge the statements of the Vedas by your own limited perception. Accept it as it is. Because you are an ant. What will you understand about the universal ant? It's completely beyond your imagination. You may have some developed intelligence, but that doesn't mean that you have the absolute intelligence. Alright?
By the way, how do you know that whatever is mentioned in the Shastras is scientific?
Well, so what is the meaning of the word scientific? What is the meaning of the word scientific?
This can be experimentally or logically proven.
Okay. Experimentally verified. The facts can be experimentally verified. So take any of the things, any of the concept. Prabhupada would give a classic example. Whatever has been spoken in the scriptures is the truth and nothing but the truth. Right? The scripture says that the stool of a creature is impure. But at the same time, the scripture is saying that the stool of cows is so pure that even a temple room can be, even an altar can be purified by cow dung. You may laugh. So-called scientists may laugh. See, these people, they're contradicting. Now you take the cow dung to a laboratory and take a test, and you'll find it has the most wonderful antiseptic qualities. Experimentally verified facts. Alright? Vedas are pointing out that there is a soul which is non-material that makes the matter function in a non-material way. And that is a soul. Now, you may say, scientists may say, how do you understand that there is a thing called soul? Okay, experimentally see the difference between a dead body and a living body. Experimentally verified facts. When the soul is there in the body functions in the most amazing way. When the soul is out of the body functions like any other matter. So these are the experimentally verified facts.
And then the You said that when one has to surrender, and after surrender, serve. And serving Krishna only mean just chanting and activities like this, or can one also be an individual in the society, being also an integral part of the society? Whether one has to just only simply engage in chanting and things like that, or can also one be in a social position, functioning as a responsible member of the society? In a
what about yourself? Did you become antisocial since you became a devotee? Or unsocial? Or you're still existing as a social being? I think you became more civil than you were before. We are dealing with the society, especially in this age of Kali, Sankirtan movement. In other ages, one used to leave the society and go away. But Sankirtan movement demands something else. So stay here and change the society. That is the uniqueness of Sankirtan movement. Broadcast the glory of the Lord. Your personal salvation is not that important. Or one does not consider his personal salvation to be important consideration. Why? Because he knows by doing that, broadcasting the glory of the Lord, his personal salvation has already been taken care of. Therefore, he is not interested in that. Or because of his love for the Lord, that consideration is practically non-existent. What will happen to me, I do not care. All I care is about the object of my love. He is my only concern. Yes. Yeah, at different times, at different kalpas, the Lord performs the pastimes in different situations, you can say. Sometimes it happens in Earth planet. Sometimes it happens in South India. Sometimes it happens in North India. Right? Sometimes it happens in the heavenly planet. In some, it will depend upon different situations. But the fact of the matter is that the Lord kills Hiranyakashipu in a certain way.
Hold the matter, hold the gold from earth, it dipped in the sea. Then Varahadev picked up.
By the touch of the Lord's task, wherever the gold was missing in the earth, became filled up with gold. Can the Lord do that? So because Mahaprabhu's pastimes were kept as a secret, that's why it was not broadcasted. If it was said four pastimes, then everybody will see, everybody will recognize that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Then Mahaprabhu's identity would become revealed. Therefore, to keep Mahaprabhu's identity a secret, the fourth pastime was not mentioned. Yes, Radhakari. Surrender doesn't mean no more anxiety. The result of surrender is no more anxiety.
But sometimes we have so much anxiety for doing the service in the best way, and
That is not anxiety, that is bliss. Alright? If you are doing it with the total surrender to the Lord, then where is the room for anxiety? You get my point? If you are doing it with an attitude, if you want it will happen, if you don't want it won't happen. So where is the anxiety? But if you get attached to the result, then you get into anxiety. Now, the result is what? Is that result is a service? Or the result is sense gratification? So dependence upon result means lacking of surrender. Alright? Yes.
My first question from Guru Nanak Prabhu. Now we see that Krishna appears in different forms as Vara and Lord Shiva from the body of Lord Brahma. Still Brahma is worshipping Krishna in Brahma Samhita. It appears that Lord Brahma could easily have thought himself superior to the Lord. How did the Lord Brahma keep himself in subordinate position even though the Lord appeared from him?
Well, you see, that is the matter of proper understanding. Like for example, Devaki and Vasudev. They were the fathers of father and mother of Krishna, mother and father of Krishna. But when Devaki, because she could think that Krishna is my son, so he is my inferior, I am superior. But did Devaki feel that way? No, Devaki recognized that Krishna, although he came through me, he is my supreme worshipable Lord. So that is how the devotees overcome this misconception by proper understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he may appear in a certain way. Brahma could have thought in that way if Brahma was not aware of the identity of Varahadev or Lord Shiva.
Second question from Aishwarya Radhika Mataji. We have studied in the scripture that once you go back to Godhead, you never come back. But we find that Jaya and Vijaya, the two doorkeepers, are called out and come back on the earth. How is this possible?
Because they didn't go back to Godhead. After they were killed, they went into Brahma Jyoti. Jaya and Vijay appeared as Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. They were killed by the Lord. And then, where did they go? Did they go back to Vaikuntha? No. They went to Brahma Jyoti. And then again they appeared as Ravan and Kumbhakarna. Again they were killed. Where did they go? Again to Brahma Jyoti. And then again they came back as Shishupal and Nantabhakra. And then they were killed. Again went back to Brahma Jyoti. But then they appeared as Jagai and Madhai. And then they went back to Godhead. from gatekeeper, promotion to Navadvip Leela. From gatekeeper of Vaikuntha, gatekeeper stays outside. They were not quite in Vaikuntha. They were actually outside, in the outer region of Vaikuntha, guarding the gates. And from there, look at the promotion. Beyond Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan, Navadvip. What a promotion. So this promotion was the reward for their service. What have you been discussing all this while? Yesterday we discussed that he assumed, this is the boar actually
goes to a dirty place and deals with the dirty things. So because he had to deal with this dirty part of this to rescue, therefore the Lord assumed the form of a boar.
These forms are not worshipped often, very easy.
Huh?
All these forms are not often worshipped.
All the forms are worshipped. All the forms of the Lord are worshipped. Boar form is worshipped. There is a whole planet in Vaikuntha. There is one Vaikuntha planet where the Lord is present as Varahadeva. And all his worshippers are there. Another thing is that this Varaha form is actually the Jagamurti, the form of all sacrifices. So those who are performing sacrifices, they are actually worshipping Varahadeva. And there are of course temples of Varahadeva. Okay, Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Srila Prabhupada ki. So today is Jagannath's Darshan at 12:15. After Anavashar, the Lord will give his Darshan today. And today is the, Gundicha temple Marjanam cleaning. What time the temple cleaning will start? 10 o'clock. Okay. So everyone come to the temple room at 10 o'clock. Any other announcement? We'll have a preliminary meeting with the Ratha Jatra in charge. Festival in charge is at 11:30 here.